And let's get down into the Fremantle rooms now. And Steve Allen is standing by with a Fremantle player.
Yeah, thank you. Perhaps I've got Lee Spur with me. Lee, not an ideal way to start the season. What went wrong?
Yeah, look, they just had a plus one all night, in plus two at times, and got back on us. And every time we kicked it in, we just kicked it out at number. And then they were able to sieve us on the way through. And then when we did get the ball, we sort of brought inside, but we sort of broke apart with a couple of skill errors here and there. But we can fix that easily. And we think we competed really hard and there was a heartbeat. But we need to improve the mechanics.
What are some of the positives that the fans can take away?
Yeah, I think certainly our midfield was really strong. I think they couldn't have fought any harder in the middle. You know, we had some good movement from the backs, and we had some good finishing in front of goals when we had a chance. So I think if we just execute a bit better and we get a bit better and not letting them have a plus one on us all night, not collapsing in, we can get a bit more of a contest. And in the last quarter, I think we had 20 entries to 8. So when we got it on our terms, a bit more even numbers, we showed that we can really move the footy and give ourselves a chance.
I'll send you upstairs to Mark Reddings, Adam Papalia, Glenn Jakovic and Luke McFarlane.
Lee, Luke McFarlane here, mate. Unlucky tonight with the result. I was actually surprised to see you guys winning the inside 50s. You finished with 51. You mentioned you had 20 there in the last quarter.
Yep.
To Geelong's 43, but just not as efficient as Geelong going inside. That's an alarming stat, I guess, given that Geelong were able to score 63% of the time when they went inside their forward 50.
Yeah, certainly. They brought us up, and with that plus one, we just collapsed in and didn't have anything to come through. And when they came through, they just sieved us straight through and got some coast-to-coast goals, which is not something we want to do. We want to be a bit more set better defensively, and that's why they got through and scored heavily from less entries. In the last quarter, though, when we got a bit more even numbers and got a bit more structure behind the ball, that didn't happen.
Lee, what was the message by Ross Lyon at halftime? Geelong dominated that second quarter, and he would have been really disappointed with the effort coming at halftime.
Yeah, a lot of it was around that they were sitting us and coming through, and a little bit of ball watching, a little bit of collapsing in and then coming through, so we need to get control of that. But he did like the way we were fighting and cracking in and really thought we were competing. And then there was a lot of positives coming through that we could get back into it, and we just sort of set ourselves to steal ourselves and try and keep going in the second half.
Lee, in the papers tomorrow, everyone will talk about Fremantle's skill level under pressure. What do the players do to handle that mindset?
I think, look, something you need to work on at training. You need to sort of create match simulations and really test yourself. And it's something that we'll get better at. I think we're improving at it. In the back end of last year, we did improve. A bit of fatigue plays into it in round one as well. So I think when we get a bit more match fitness, I guess as the season goes, you'll be able to make some better decisions and really relax and just take the easy ones.
Now, I suppose, Lee, in many ways, high expectations for Cam McCarthy and Shane Kirsten coming into tonight. As you said, with Geelong dropping numbers back, made it tough for them, but their confidence would have taken a bit of a hit tonight, didn't quite fall their weight. How do you, as one of the leaders, try and make sure these guys continue to show bubble and get themselves up for next week, which entirely different scenario?
Well, the beautiful thing is you get, and there is another week, there's always next week, and you get another chance to go out there and put the purple on and go out and perform and put your hand up and say, I want to play and this is what I want to deliver. So they get another opportunity, but like you said, they were competing against plus one and plus two at all times, and a lot of our delivery wasn't to their advantage. So it's not all on them. We take a bit of onus as other players, as backs and mids, for the delivery we gave to them, and we need to get some even numbers and give them a chance.
Lee, finally, what did Ross Lyon say post-mortem?
A lot of it was around that they really got back on us and probably outsmarted us in that sense, and we collapsed in a little bit, and that they came through the front too easily in that first half. So a lot of it was around that and was something we can fix, and then a little bit about the possession gains and the scores from turnover.
Well, Lee Spur, thanks for your time. Just before we let you go, is there ever a game you don't come off with the blood rule? I reckon you copped a knock three or four minutes into the game.
Yeah, I got cleaned up and got stitches. Actually, one of the blokes had one of his Purple Haze pledges was if I get a blood rule, he'll donate some money. So unfortunately, he's got to donate a little bit of money.
Oh, at least there's a bright side to it, Lee. Commiserations on the loss, but there is always next week. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Lee Spur there from the Fremantle Dockers with Steve Allen there down in the Fremantle room.